Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM. It is time once again for Town Talk. Today, speaking with Community Services and Tourism Director Alex Patterson. First of all, thanks for speaking with me.
Thanks for having me, Daniel.
So this weekend, we've got the return of an usually annual event, at least. The Fall Fair is going to be back in some form. I guess the first big question I want to ask is, where is that going to be happening?
Yeah, so we're super excited to be back with Fall Fair. Of course, last year we weren't able to do it because of COVID, but this year we've got an outdoor venue, so we're going to be at the Goose Nest Market, and it's going to be a combination market, celebration. There's a whole downtown festival that's essentially going to happen that'll look a little bit more like the Fall Fair that people are used to.
Okay, does that mean you're going to be closing down a bit of the roadway, or is it just going to be concentrated on the Nest and across at the beach?
Yeah, so we're actually going to close the roadway between the Goose Nest and essentially Town Hall, so between Laurier Street and Ontario Street will be closed for that weekend, and that's going to allow us a whole bunch of space to spread everybody out and keep everybody safe while we also gather the community and have a great time. We've also got a ton of makers, bakers, and growers coming to the Fall Fair. So in previous years, we've been in the curling rink, and we've essentially filled the curling rink. This year, we have more than we're used to. So we have more than 35, almost up to 40 now, vendors who are going to be at the Fall Fair, as well as a whole bunch of kids' activities, movie night. The harvest contest is happening again this year. There's a whole pile of stuff that's happening, and so we needed a lot more space to make that happen in.
Okay, so you'll have some people in little pavilions for the market, but obviously there's far more than you have pavilions, so you'd have them in other spots along that area as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a whole pile of people who are going to be set up not only in the Nest at the Goose Nest Market, but all along Broadway Avenue on both sides of the road, as well as at Lions Beach. There's going to be kids' activities that are free, and that's run by us at the community center, as well as Can Mexicanis, who are going to be providing programming throughout the day. So essentially, there's going to be a new activity every hour on the hour. So it's a great place to come by with your kids throughout the day, and there's a whole bunch of stuff going on. And then in the evening, after everything is done, there'll be a kid-friendly movie at 7:30, and then at 9:15, there'll be a movie geared to older folks, let's say.
And that will be down there as well?
Yeah, that's all at Lions Beach, absolutely. So Lions Beach, the pavilion and the actual park there is going to be our kids hub, and then there's a whole bunch of other activities going on throughout Broadway Avenue throughout the day.
And is that happening rain or shine then?
So we've got a rain date of September 12th. So the schedule stays exactly the same. So 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. is the market, the harvest competition, the kids' activities. And so if it rains on the 11th, then we're going to move it to the 12th.
And is there a cost for people to be attending this?
No cost at all. It's absolutely free. So there's free kids' activities. And then, of course, all of the vendors are there for people to peruse at their leisure.
And you did mention that COVID-19 was an issue that caused last year's event to be canceled. Obviously, there are still restrictions out there. Are there any important things people need to keep in mind if they're attending this year?
Yeah, so this year it's exactly the same as you would come to any other event. So it's an outdoor event, but we still have capacities that are set that we're keeping an eye out. We have a COVID safety plan in place, and of course people are encouraged to keep their distance, and when you're approaching vendors or you're in close quarters with anybody, to wear a mask even though we are outside.
So it does certainly help to have that extra space so you can space people out that way.
100%. Yeah, it should be a lot easier because we have the whole road, we have the Nest, and everything is outside. We don't have to worry so much like we would have if we had it in the curling rink where it normally is.
All right. Anything else you want to make sure people know about?
I think the best thing to do is just make sure that you stay updated by following your local news or by following us on the Wawa Recreation Facebook page. A lot of this information is out there, and the best place to find it is by either giving us a call or taking a look on our social media. There you can get a list of vendors either from us or from the Goose Nest social media page or posted throughout the community on who will be there in terms of the vendors, as well as what some of the activities are for you guys to come out and enjoy. So keep an eye out for updates, and especially if it rains, keep an eye out for updates so we can update everybody on when we're having everything.
All right. Well, thank you for your time.
No problem. You have a good day.
Once again, that's Alex Patterson, Director of Community Services and Tourism, joining us for Town Talk, heard at 9:30 Thursday mornings on Jam FM.